those who are truly in Christ and are walking in faith with Him and established in love before God are always striving to improve their conduct, always striving to do what is right, to excel before the Lord in this matter. This is what Paul exhorted the Thessalonians to do, chapter 4, verse 1. Furthermore, we beg of you, brothers, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more, for you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. You see, no one should be so arrogant as to think that we walk perfectly, that our conduct is just pristine and could hold no criticism from anyone, especially criticism from God. Oh, I hope we never get to that point in our life, or we think we never do anything wrong. But rather, we should acknowledge that we need to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we need to be taught more and more by the Spirit of God, and that we should strive to excel in living a godly and ethical life. Paul taught us in his letter to Titus, Titus 2:11, that the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, teaching us, instructing us to say no to evil conduct and to live godly and upright lives in this present age, to live soberly. So this is a constant work within us, and by the grace of God, we can improve every day, day by day, and we can say no to evil conduct, and we can say yes to walking in a godly way in this life. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that you show me the way to walk. It's in your word. It's in your commandments. And your Spirit guides me day by day to help me to keep the commands of Christ, because I want to reflect Jesus in my conduct. I want to do those things that Jesus would do. I pray in all things you would endow me with the knowledge of what is right and the insight to see where I need to improve in my character, in my walk, in my conduct. And may my whole life be pleasing in your sight, O Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.